Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I think it's time we do a little rousing round of Bring It Back.
Oh, bring it back, bring it back.
Okay. I'm really slow on the news. I saw, like, I've watched Stranger Things.
Okay.
And
no spoilers.
If anyone wants to talk about it, though, hit me up. I'm obsessed. Oh, I'm rewatching it.
Mia and I have had the best conversations.
Yeah.
We're like 2 hours into some of the
it's
deepest
so
string theory on the show.
Yeah, I love that, though.
It's so good.
It's so
we're
bonding.
Just having the best talks about
mm-hmm,
it. It's
yeah.
so great.
Yeah.
But at one point, not a spoiler, they, maybe a spoiler, they drive a car into the Upside Down.
Okay.
And he's what? Like, to drive through the gate, he's like, maybe this is like a bopper. Like, crunchy on the outside and creamy on the middle.
What's a bopper?
That's exactly, I was like, I don't know what he's referencing.
I didn't know what they were, but then I looked it up. It's like this nougaty thing. It's hard to describe because there's no candy bar like it now. This was made by like Nature's Valley. But it's like peanut buttery goo on the inside and then like crunchy stuff on the outside. Well, Nature's Valley was like, oh my God, they've been throwing homage
at us.
Oh,
which is General Mills. Okay.
So they brought it back.
Huh.
Wow.
And here's why I'm bringing it up. They brought it back on like December 3rd. I just heard about it and I like went on.
Gone.
They're gone. They brought it back in super limited quantity.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not what we need. When we talk about bring it back, we need you to bring it back.
Mm-hmm.
Don't like sprinkle it.
Not just a tease.
Yeah, bring it back.
Yeah.
Like I want, it came back, I think, so I don't want to get in trouble, but maybe it didn't come back. I want Zima back.
Zima?
Not for me, but for the women in my life. Women loved Zima. Truly is kind of like it now.
Ew, a clear, lightly carbonated malt beverage from the 90s?
Yes.
A malt alternative to beer with citrus? It sounds awful.
What's that?
It just doesn't sound
good. I can't wait to hear yours, Erica. And you know what I'm going to do?
Zima looks
Zima,
like...
Zima, yeah. It was like...
ice. Like a smear
of
ice.
Yeah, it was like the original.
But Zima is less tasty, but less sugary then. So it was just really good. But then like a girl would be like, I want a green apple Zima. I got you covered, sweetheart. You drop a green apple Jolly Rancher in it.
Oh.
And that was enough flavor to like change it?
Huh.
Huh. What is wrong with you?
They were so good. Like at parties, the girls wanted Zima.
So you're just trying to bring back a way for you to connect with women.
Yeah, all the bouncers at the clubs are like, that guy with the Jolly Ranchers is he's got that bag of candy. Do we let him in?
I know it's weird to be dropping things into women's drinks.
Yeah.
It reads less cool now.
Uh-huh.
But back then, okay, never mind. Those were mine.
Great, I have one.
What do you want to bring back?
Do you guys remember, I don't know if they existed when you were a child.
I will kill you.
But no, he probably got them for his kids at one point.
What?
Squeeze It. They were like the plastic juice. I have a picture right here. Aaron can see it. The plastic like juice containers.
And the bottles.
To, like, break the.
Oh, it's twist almost the top. Like a wax candy with the soda in it, but it was a whole full size thing.
Of juice. Yeah. And they had like little faces on them.
I do. I remember Kool-Aid
Why
had
would
those
you
too.
Want that?
Because they were so yummy. My grandma always had them at the house.
What
we didn't
inside?
Have them at
The
home.
Juice was like
it was
juice?
Like fruit punch.
This one's called chocolate cherry.
Yeah, but what would it taste like if you dropped a Jolly Rancher in it?
Mm-hmm. He's
there
got
he goes again. Dropping things
I
in women's drinks.
Wait for Zimas. Oh. Okay, so this, like if you get, like, this is the idea. It doesn't have to just be beverages, but mm-hmm. like, is there something in the world? I want to bring one up. We can discuss it.
Okay, I've got my.
This comes up every year when we try to talk about bring it back. People go Dunkaroos, and then people go, it's already back. They have them at Walmart.
I've seen them almost at every Walmart I go to.
Take a picture, you liar.
I'll bring them in.
Take a picture, you liar.
Google even says Target.
What? Yeah, like where are they in the like auto goods?
No,
I walk up and down the snacks. I
it's
walk up and down the candy.
Where, like the Oreo and like
no,
the individual. Yes.
Not. No, they're not. I wish we didn't live in the dark ages where we could have you guys text in a picture. By the way, never do that. Our text format does not work for pictures.
No, it doesn't.
But like, I would love for somebody to go like, look, here it is. Yeah, what's your number? I'm going to have them text you directly.
I think we're okay. Then.
No, but like they... Everyone wants them. That was such a good snack.
My nephew has had them because I have bought them for him.
I've never seen them either. I've looked for them too. I can't find them. What
like,
is
Walmart,
that?
Walmart. Today, I will drive to Walmart again because everybody's going to call and say, or text 303-222-5423. Text. They're there. Where? Say what aisle. Say specifically, Smoky Hill Walmart. I'll go there tonight.
Slacker, is this like the thing that happens with my wife all the time where she's like, will you grab the thing out of the pantry? And I'm like, I don't see it. And then she comes over to, she's like,
and it's right there.
No, right
I'm telling
here.
You.
And
yeah.
Aaron's
I think it is.
Come and
I truly yeah. think it's like,
it's not. They're not there.
It's your boy eyes. You're not seeing them.
Okay.
Oh, the boy eyes.
All right. So what would you like to have us bring back? 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
I know that there has been a change with streaming and whole seasons are dropped at one time.
Yeah.
I hate it. I hate binge watching.
I
want one episode a week.
No.
Aaron?
Yep. Go to hell.
You keep talking about how you can't wait for the next.
I'm losing my mind. I'm rewatching episodes. I would rather it be one episode a week rather than there were four. And now I'm just stuck
that
in limbo.
Binge was so good.
Oh. I'm stuck in limbo.
Okay. It's your fault. Why didn't you parse them out?
I don't have that I don't have control. I need someone else
you know
to be
in there.
What?
No, they got to be all at the time. We don't. I don't have time.
I do like to binge.
I might have one night where I can just binge it, and then I'm done.
I want commercials.
What is wrong with you?
Don't you remember, like, especially with your siblings, it would cut to a commercial and
it's
then you'd
break.
Okay, you go get popcorn. I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Pause.
It's on.
Pause.
No.
Ta-da. Pause.
I don't like your attitude.
Pause.
I don't like, I don't like your attitude.
Did
I don't
you
like
want to
her
talk?
Attitude.
Sure. I have one that I think should come back.
Bring it back.
Old Country Buffets. You ever been to an Old Country Buffet, a restaurant? What? They went bankrupt in 2021. There used to be a couple in Colorado.
I don't know if I...
I don't like buffets like Golden Corral.
Yes, all of them. They're the best. Ryan's is another one. Ryan's that went out of business too. They were the best because they would bring you the bread. You could go to the meat.
About you.
The desserts.
Can I ask you, do you have any theories at all on why they went out of business? Could it be, maybe, that they sucked?
No.
When did they go out of business?
It was COVID. Yeah, everyone's like, the germs.
There's
germs everywhere. Get over it.
Yeah, but that was a different time.
What restaurant? You can just sit there all day and eat. It's nothing like it anymore.
What is indeed wrong with you. Okay, I have some other ones that might have some controversy behind them, so I'm going to run them by you guys off air.
Okay, perfect.
And maybe bring them up later. But if you have something that you miss terribly and you want us to bring it back, 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to bring some things back. The one that's kind of controversial that I've been thinking about, and I bring it up every once in a while, there was a spokesperson for this product.
The ShamWow.
Jell-O Pudding Pops.
Oh, we got texts about that.
He's a terrible person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was Bill Cosby was the spokesperson, but Banana... Banana Jell-O Pudding Pops are the best thing I've ever put in my mouth in my life.
What? I don't think I've ever had them. What makes it
Me
different
neither.
From Jell-O?
It's like eating Jell-O pudding except frozen. Chocolate, and you're just like.
So is it different than like a fudge pop?
Right, it's kind of
like a fudgesicle, but it just reads pudding. And I don't like bananas, but I like banana flavoring.
Yeah,
and the Banana Pudding Pops were my favorite. And once again, we'll get texts. They're back at Walmart. No, they're not.
We got lots of people calling in saying they just saw.
Oh, okay.
The Dunkaroos are at 7-Eleven.
Oh, my
gosh.
Jeremy.
They're everywhere.
Yay.
What are we bringing back?
The original Subaru Brad that had the two seats in the bed of the car.
I remember that car.
Oh, where you would sit backwards.
Backwards in the tailgate.
My grandma had that.
Oh, you could have so much mischief fun in that thing. It was amazing.
I didn't know. I had to look it up. Now I know.
It's a cool looking little car.
It's a little funky looking.
As far as Subarus go, it's cool. Right?
Yeah.
Why did they drop that? We're going to let you go, Jeremy, because it sounds like you're landing the space shuttle.
Safety. I don't think that was safe.
Yeah. Because
it
was car.
It was always a treat, though. It was like, who gets to ride in the back of grandma's car?
There was a car called the Del Camino that was like a station wagon with the back cut off.
The Del Camino?
Or El Camino.
El Camino.
El Camino?
El Camino.
What's Del Camino then?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
What's the name of the band you like?
The band Camino.
Oh.
My brain hurts.
Sydney?
Yay.
What are we bringing back?
So I know Altoids already brought back the sours.
Yes.
Right?
Which I haven't seen.
I haven't seen those yet. Makes my mouth water just thinking about
them. Sour apple one?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
But they used to make a sour green apple gum. Altoids also made that. They need to bring it back.
I don't remember the gum.
I have drool building up in my mouth.
Yeah.
And you know what it is? I have a real green apple thing.
Clearly.
Don't you? Like the one, the caramel apple, the sucker.
Oh, oh my gosh. Yeah.
That would rip my teeth out now, though.
Why? Just don't bite it. Just like
a little. I know, but I got the bad teeth. Bring back good teeth.
All right, we're going to make that happen for you. Thank you for the call. Ellen.
Yay.
Bring it back. What are we bringing back?
Once upon a time, Pringles made tortilla chips.
Shut up.
What? Huh. Okay.
They came in a canister just like the potato chips. They were thicker and crunchier than...
Ellen, I know what you're talking about. I remember those.
You do?
Were they Pringle-shaped?
No, they were round.
Yeah, they stacked in... They still stacked.
Like a normal Pringle.
But they were thick enough to like hit a salsa with it?
Uh-huh. And it was a little...
Hit that salsa, baby.
I do remember that. That's weird. Yeah. What happened to those?
I'm remembering it from the 1970s. You weren't even born yet.
Oh, well.
Maybe his parents just held on to him in their bomb shelter. Because I don't know if you remember this. This was more recent. Pringles had sticks. S-T-I-X.
What? Yes, I do remember this.
And they had a honey one that was pretty good. But the pizza stick is one of my favorite things I've ever had.
I've never
had like
them.
10 sticks in a little package. And they're like, just crunchy with that. There's something about that pizza flavor.
Yeah.
It's just...
Tarangos. I'm thinking of the triangle ones. They had Pringles that were in the triangle.
Tarangos?
Yeah. Maybe.
All right. Thank you, Ellen.
I hate that name.
Tarango. Tarango Doug.
What?
Bring back Doug Funny.
How are we employed?
Yeah,
Carrie.
Yay.
Bring it back. What are we bringing back?
Super Salad. There was one in Longmont, and it was like a buffet.
Was that one of those places where you would go and you'd be able to get soup, salad, and like it was kind of a buffet?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like a, what's the soup plantation? Kind of like a soup plantation. No, you don't understand. Yeah. There was this place growing up called Fresh Choice. It was the exact same thing, and it's where we went for my birthday dinners. I was that stoked about it as a kid.
For real?
Yeah.
For unlimited salad?
They had the good hard-boiled egg that would go on your salad.
Now we're okay with buffets? Hello?
It's different.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
It's time. News.
News. News.
No!
What happened?
I'm so confused.
News.
No!
News.
No!
Why is she laughing and pointing at me?
Do you remember the news or notes from yesterday?
I do. I do.
Or no.
We're confirmed. It's been confirmed.
Is it really confirmed?
Sorry, this is so
mean. Oh my God, is it really confirmed?
Because you weren't in the room yesterday. And I suggested.
What? How did I was like, Aaron's out of the room right now, so like we news need to or sing nope is going to be better or something.
You said, who's going to take Aaron's part?
Oh, yeah. That's right. I'm like, who's going to take the part? And then
I have always said that the news is too low for me, so you cannot hear me. I've always
Erica
said that.
Erica suggested that you're Millie Vanilli it.
I always go for the nopes, especially the high note.
So maybe that.
Well, let's give her a chance. Let's hear it. You can do a solo.
What, of all of it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Am I doing it?
Yeah.
Acapella. That's the word. Thank you. Yeah. News. News. No. No.
Yeah, I don't know.
News. News.
Ooh. Oh.
Here's what I always go for
right.
it.
I like the whistle
high,
tone.
The high fills out the high tone for sure.
This is one of those moments where we're already just so off the rails that it doesn't really matter. I would like you to imagine each of us is drawing a paycheck.
Particularly Aaron for that performance.
Right. And you're asking yourself, why?
Yeah.
As are we and upper management.
Looks, the bosses are.
Why?
Absorbing.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
The 2026 color of the year. I thought it was 2025. I got confused for a second.
Oh, boy.
We'll do it yesterday.
We did.
I wasn't listening, so.
That's it, clearly, or else you would have come in actually mad at us.
I'll note myself.
Oh, no. It's so sad.
All right. Well, you know
what? She didn't even do anything wrong.
She didn't. We should have told her.
We should.
Like, here's the thing. We're going so fast that you're probably going to get to repeat a different story in a minute.
Good evening.
Good evening.
This year, today's young children are most grateful for these six things. Does anyone have a guess?
Today's children.
Young children.
Mm. Young.
Are grateful.
Grateful for these six things.
YouTube.
No.
The best answer I've ever heard for what you're grateful for in my life from a child is pink.
Child.
Young children probably grateful for.
I want to say Wi-Fi.
Probably like not going to guess these
tablets. No. Something in that.
No, because you know what? We're being too smart. They're grateful for like fruit snacks and stuff. What are they grateful for?
Cheetos.
Oh,
Cheetos. That's a good one.
Wrestling.
Wrestling.
Yes.
Okay. How many children were pulled in this?
I do not know. That's none of my business.
Hold on.
Folding laundry.
What? This was not kids.
My kitty cat.
Okay.
Chicken dino nuggets.
That's a good one.
I'm going to say as an adult, if you haven't dipped your toe back into chicken dino,
I haven't.
You're an idiot. Oh. Are they gluten-free?
They do make some gluten-free ones. Like one
the gluten-free
brand
ones
does.
Are good.
Yeah.
Oh my God, chicken dino.
And
they're
they have
so
like,
thin.
They have extra veggies hidden in them too.
They do?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, buddy. You were supposed to, the whole point is to not tell
anyone. In the gluten-free ones.
Yeah. The final thing they're grateful for is mommy and daddy.
only in the gluten-free ones. Leo and Hazel, you're safe.
Mommy and daddy was the final.
Aww.
Where did you get this from? Cite your sources, woman. This is news or no.
It's literally none of my business.
Wait, so is this like your sisters pulled their kids?
Oh, that's a cute idea. Well, one can't talk.
One of your sisters can't talk.
One of the kids.
Oh my God, this is
New
tragic.
York Post.
Okay. All right, that was great.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Slacker and George Clooney might have more in common than you think.
We'll tell you what it is in 7 minutes.
No, we won't.
George Clooney's kids are not impressed by his career either. He says he has 8-year-old twins. In fact,
he has 8-year-old twins.
He does.
He's 100.
No, well, he's not.
He's actually he's
60 something.
Yeah,
70.
His wife's in her 40s.
What's his name
maybe?
Again?
George Clooney.
Yeah.
Who's something like De Niro's got him beat though, right? De Niro just had a brand new one.
3-year-old.
He's 64. That's not that
crazy.
To
have an 8-year-old.
So he had them at 56.
That's just.
Mm-hmm. Well, he said that his son went this year dressed as Batman for Halloween. And George said, you know, I
played Batman.
I was Batman. And George even says, notoriously, I was the worst Batman to ever exist, but I played it.
Yeah, probably.
And he said, his son said, yeah, no, no.
Really?
I don't care, Dad. You were barely Batman.
And like, not the one I'm being.
Right.
He was only in one. Cause like, it was Michael Keaton in a couple, then George in one, and I think Val Kilmer in one. Huh? These were the Tim Burton Batmans.
Tim Burton directed Batmans?
Yeah, they were like, rah! They were like bright. They were like a Tim Burton thing. They were very, they weren't like Christian Bale badass Batman. Uh-huh. It was like goofy. Like
he was
who's the Jersey Mike's guy?
Danny DeVito.
He was the Penguin.
Oh, I've seen that one.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was probably Michael Keaton.
Okay.
Did you do that sound again?
I don't
know. You were like,
I don't know what I did. But
I need to issue a correction. He was in one Batman movie.
Yes.
He played Batman again in The Flash in
2023.
Oh, like recent.
There's a cameo where he's like, he's back.
Huh.
So not actually, only the one movie.
Aaron, do you think you have another story?
Good evening.
Good evening.
I don't know what you talked about yesterday, so I'm just going to say I put air in my tires. You're welcome, everyone.
Oh, my God.
News of the day. It took me 4 months to do it. I did it.
They're not flat anymore.
It's a great spot to end.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Slacker Show.
It is it is day 5 of the 12 Strays of Christmas, and because it's a weekend, Okay. No, it's fine. It's great.
We're listening here. Because it's a weekend.
Because it's a weekend, we're going to do...
Okay.
Three strays at one time.
Okay, this video is...
You talk, Erica.
It's chaos. All right. Okay, so we're doing three strays at one time. Slackers actually got technically our Friday stray. Yes. If you haven't figured that out, it's a cat who is climbing all over him.
Who's whining?
That's mine.
Broussard is whining because he wants to say hi to Rosie, who we'll get to in a moment.
Okay. Yeah, I got you.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so do you know anything about the cat, Slacker?
I don't know anything about any of these 12 strays.
Perfect. That cat's name is Fabletics. That
came Fabletics,
from the,
shut up.
From the leggings litter. Is that what cat litter? Yeah. And she's about 2 months old.
Yeah, two and a half.
2.5 okay. months old. And that's all I really know about her. She's very sweet, but she did just climb you like a tree.
And it's completely my fault because I'm very loud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. If you want any information, we just got this set up, and I want to say this right away so we don't forget. Text the word strays, STRAYS, to 303-222-5423. You'll get a bounce back that goes straight, right? It's like straight to the 12 strays.
Yeah, it'll send you a link that'll, exactly.
And so you can, and from there, you can go to Lola's to fill out, Lola's Rescue, who's a part of this whole thing, to fill out an application for one of these fine animals.
Oh, we lost one of the animals just now.
She was, yeah.
Yeah, Aaron had to
she wanted
put her
down.
Walked away.
Right. I'm so sorry. It walked away.
Right. Put her down.
Choose your words. Why did we give Aaron, the smallest person, the biggest animal?
Because I know myself, and I said, there's no way I'm going to be able to handle that dog. I have a small dog.
I can handle her. She wanted down.
Yeah,
so.
She did. She did.
Okay, this little critter, Fabletics, will be up on all of our socials. All three of these, we're going to feature them kind of all weekend to show you what's going on. If you don't know what's going on, it's Lola's Rescue, like we said. They're presenting one animal every day. Obviously, this is our first kitty.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to make it, if you can't like open your home to an animal right now, they are also accepting donations.
Mm-hmm.
Different things like food, probiotics, I remember, was one of the things you guys want.
Puppy pads.
Speaking of toys, do we need to shout out Kong?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They gave us so many goodie bags for all of the strays of Christmas. And
if you say so many,
toys.
Then I'm going to guess they gave us 12. What do you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, right. For the 12.
And then they gave us these cute little paw Santa hats.
Oh, my gosh.
I think that's a stocking.
Oh. You're right.
And that would make sense because why would that go on your head?
We've seen, I don't
for
know.
Dog,
we just
maybe.
Saw, I saw know, the but, white at first, okay?
But, you know, stockings are like socks.
If you have any like memory medication that we could drop off at the station for Aaron, I don't know what that is.
It's not memory. It's I saw it's just, the white part and the red. Yeah.
Got it. Okay. So we've met Friday Stray.
Yeah.
Oh, Fabletics.
She's so cute right now.
But since we're not on the air tomorrow or Sunday, let's meet the next two.
Yes. Aaron, do you want to talk about Saturday?
Yes. Saturday. Well,
she's coming visiting. To get the cat. Yeah. This is chaos. I'm sorry.
Okay. It is full chaos in here.
Saturday is a 7-month-old Broussard from Louisiana. She is adorable. She is
Broussard
is
the name?
Her name.
Yes.
That's not the breed. No, that's the name of the animal.
She is a collie lab mix.
Louisiana.
Yeah, she got that Louisiana name, Broussard.
Up in here. It is a gorgeous dog.
And she's so playful and so sweet.
Like
she's
a shiny, shiny black coat.
She
so
just
fun.
Wants to be everyone's friend.
Is that as big as it's going to get to you now, Aaron?
No, she's only 7 months, so I don't know how big.
Paws weren't huge, though.
No.
On this?
That's on a this good one? Identification. Yeah, paws aren't huge.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen dogs where their paws are still like huge and they don't fit the dog yet. And you're like, hey, that dog's going to be a monster.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fabletics has settled in, by the
way.
Like, Fabletics.
Oh. Okay, so.
I'm glad your pants fit well.
Again, text the word strays, 303-222-5423. You can find both of these animals. And Sunday?
Yes, Sunday's animal is a senior chihuahua named Rosie. She is 14 years old. She was a stray found running around on Colfax.
Yeah,
yes,
found
that's
here.
Correct. So found here locally. And she could really use a home.
Kind of like Slacker.
That's kind of true.
You know what? Maybe she could be good for you then. Oh. Just someone to live out the rest of your days with.
I do love that we have this dog in here because I know I didn't miss it. I'm just moving past it. Because we've been featuring a lot of puppies and stuff. And there are some shelter animals here that like have been harder to adopt.
Yeah.
And I know there's somebody listening who can make this.
Yeah, sure. She's only been in the care of her like foster parent for
big yawn.
Okay, for a couple weeks, but she could definitely use a home. She's 14 years old and she's so sweet and cuddly.
Doesn't look a day over two.
She reminds me a lot of my puppy.
And
just cuddly.
Why? Oh,
look at her cuddling.
Yeah,
and she's in like a cute little sweater and she just made a snorty sound.
Okay. Tiak, what animal are you? Oh.
He gave up Fabletics.
He did give up Fabletics.
He tried. He didn't
know
how
to. Very scratchy. It's very pokey and scratchy.
Fabletics is a part of my puffy vest right now.
Yeah.
All right. So any of these three animals or the other ones we featured throughout the rest of the week are all available. Text the word STRAYS, STRAYS, to 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
This is going to get awkward, but I think I have to take T-Hack to task a little bit here. Huh? He spread a vicious, gross rumor in the studio a few minutes ago.
Yeah. Oh, he did.
That John Hamm had a very strange job in the adult film industry as his first dipping into the employment world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what I would have never said on air.
Right. I'm not saying the things that you said.
Okay.
What you said.
It was, yes, it's a rumor. Complete rumor.
But
other people have heard it, for sure.
Yes.
That's like going around.
But here's my point. It got us all excited, not in the way you think, but like, we're like, let's talk about our first jobs. Let's do worst first jobs. Because John Hamm's first job, if that was his first job.
Was worse
that's
than all
a job.
I guess you could do worst job. Doesn't have to be your first job.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, just worst job ever.
Yeah.
I do remember talking about this one time a long time ago, and a dude, like, you know what the sewage plant, like, all the water comes in, it's got poop in it and stuff, and then there's these huge, have you ever gone?
No.
Yeah.
We went as a field trip in school.
Yeah.
No.
We did too.
And there's a huge sludge pond, is what they call it, where they've just kind of leached out all the water, and it's just a thick thing of, like,
ew.
The byproduct or whatever. Well, if there's a clog in the line that drains that, a guy puts on like a scuba suit and like goes into it and has to clean the clog. Literally, not one square inch of his skin, hair is exposed.
It doesn't matter.
I agree with you wholeheartedly.
You must still be able to smell it.
Yeah, even with your, with a, like,
all the gear on. Yeah.
I would need a helmet.
Well, clearly.
And like nine.
But let's talk about this. You know that pays.
Yeah.
That's not like an entry level job. Like you're not scuba diving in water. You got to scuba dive through the muck.
Yeah. It's like a high skill job too.
Yeah. But I mean, if somebody wanted to call in with that job, you probably have the worst job.
Feel free. I have questions.
Yeah. We'd like to hear the picker of the crud from the sludge pond.
We'd like to hear the poop truth.
Does anybody else want to go? For what? Like, my worst first job. Okay.
Worst job.
My worst, it was my first job.
Oh.
I was the gardener of a motel at 13.
Oh.
What? The gardener?
That's what they called me.
What'd you do?
So there was flowers, so I'd go and, like, the petunias, you pick out the bad ones, like, when they grow or whatever. But then I'd have to sweep the parking lot and spray things down. And then, like, they'd sometimes use me to run things to the rooms. And it was always like, hey, can you send that kid with fresh towels? And it'd be like a woman standing there and then she'd drop her towel and like,
what? That's illegal.
And it's never the person you want to drop
Have you
towel.
Talked about it in therapy?
I don't bring it up. I don't think about it until it's called the Lamplighter Motel. It's still in Longmont. It's 17th and Main. People drive by it all the time. No, I've seen a lot of naked women in that hotel. And that parking lot was spick and span when I was working there. I cleaned that whole thing.
May currently be hiring.
Yes. If you want to be the gardener, I'd go back now.
Oh my God.
All those drop towels.
A little part-time work.
All right. Dude. Does anybody else want to go?
mean, how do we follow that?
I mean,
no.
I worked my first job. I was 14. For some reason, I was like, I gotta get a job.
At 14. Why did we start so young?
I don't
young?
Know. What was that? For some of my friends had jobs at 14.
And it's weird.
Yeah, so I worked at a grocery store called Fairway. Do they have fairways here?
No.
Okay.
That sounds like something on a golf course.
It does.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, well, so I worked there, and the whole thing with Fairway is I would be the bagger, and then you had to carry the groceries out to the car.
Oh. Had to?
Had to.
I'm an able-bodied 32-year-old bodybuilder.
Yes.
And you're like, sorry, beefcake, I'm carrying your bag out. Yeah.
That would happen so many times where a guy like that just from the gym would have a loaf of bread or something, and I would be begging him. I'd be like grabbing his leg, like, please, please, sir.
Let me
like,
carry
they're
your...
They're watching from the, you know, they have the offices up high.
Oh.
Like, they're watching me.
Oh, my
me.
God.
They watch you in grocery stores.
If anyone goes out with the cart, I will get talked to. And we were not allowed to accept tips because then people would be so nice and be like, oh, thanks oh, for... God, and you're yes. like, I can't. They're watching. They're
oh,
watching.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So I didn't last very long.
Big brother.
That's the worst. It was. They were like 20 feet up and they had just like a half wall. And every once in a while they'd like peer their head over and watch you.
When you're in the grocery store. They.
Yeah. The managers or whoever. Yeah. I work for the same kind of grocery store.
We had to wear a little clip-on tie. Oh,
Also,
at 14,
I don't want a 14-year-old kid carrying my groceries.
I don't either.
He's probably going to drop them.
The things I'd see when I would open trunks and just see stuff in there and just have to play cool. And
like
I remember I dropped a lot of groceries before. Like, I put way too many cans in a bag once and it broke. And just shut the door and... went away. Yeah, it was all bad.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, well, we've got the bar set pretty high right now, but if you've had a terrible job, we want to hear all about your worst job. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
I sound annoying. I didn't have very many, like, horrible jobs.
Let me see. First, I was a princess. Then I was a princess's helper.
Then I became the queen.
Right, like, what?
No, my first job was working at this little boutique downtown of my small town. Wasn't a job. I would text my friends and be like, I'm working today. And they would just come hang out and we'd eat burritos. Like, I wasn't selling anything.
Where'd the burritos come from?
Next door, on delay. Amazing burritos.
Where's the person watching you all the time?
Do you understand
15,
what we're doing here?
I think.
Do you understand what we're doing? Do you understand what we're looking for calls
jobs.
From? Worst jobs.
Okay,
and you're like, oh my God, my worst
she
job.
Wouldn't pay us.
I had to eat burritos and hang out with my friends.
Sometimes she'd be like, oh, shoot, is your paycheck due today? And you're like, yeah, so was everyone's. And she'd be like, just take money out of the register over text. I almost never saw my boss.
Do you understand what we're doing here?
Sorry. Okay.
Are they
hiring?
It's got to be. Okay.
Aaron, it was weird.
Please tell me something terrible, tragic.
I mean, my first job was acting, so that was pretty fun at 8. But my worst job was teaching music to children because sometimes they were a little rowdy.
Yeah. Okay. So, Tiak, if either one of these stories came in on the phone, would they be eligible to be put through to talk to us? Or
maybe if she would have said they got really rowdy, just a little rowdy.
They fart into their instruments.
Yeah, something. Or like barf on you. Yeah. Or
no. We sang Yellow Submarine together.
You taught music to children? No offense. Yeah. Are you a musician?
Yeah.
Well, you learn something new every day. What kind?
For those of you who stuck it out and are still listening, we'd like to hear about your worst job ever.
Mm-hmm.
I want to change mine.
Okay.
This one?
Right now.
This moment.
Yeah.
Shoot. Is my worst
shift.
Job ever. Worst job ever. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for worst jobs. Something that's way worse than when Erica had to hang out with her friends and eat burritos.
Oh, man!
The humanity!
Not have my boss around ever.
Sometimes I had to get paid in cash.
I had to.
You don't understand.
Restock the flip-flop changing tops.
Alexis? Alexis? Oh, boy.
Yay?
Can you hear me? We were worried it was on our side, but it's on your side. Okay, what's your worst job?
My worst job was a lifeguarding job when I was 16, 17 years old. But it was the worst because of my manager, and he did a couple things that made it difficult. First thing was that he would tell women what swimsuit to wear, like they Yeah, he was kind of, he was a not nice guy. He had like calf tattoos. I don't know. That's a sign for me anyways.
Did you say calf or cat?
Yeah, like he had like turtle tattoos on his calf. I don't know.
It, I feel like I know guys with calf tattoos.
Right.
I know, but he wear like a hookah necklace and stuff.
A puka shell necklace?
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
What's a hookah? Is that the thing
hookah
you smoke?
Yeah, what you smoke.
Hookah puka.
Yeah, that's a good description of him, actually. But puka. Another day on the job was I had to stay at the bottom of the slides, and I wasn't feeling well. So I said, hey, I'm not really feeling that well. I think I might have the flu. I'm getting chills. And I was in the pool for like half an hour. And he's like, you mean you're hungover? And I was like, I'm 16 years old. I don't drink.
That's you know, like really inappropriate to ask me.
I know, right? Yeah. So it just made it really difficult on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
Working for this guy.
He seemed like a real classy guy.
Sounds just as bad as hanging out with your friends.
Thank you.
Let me tuck my puka shell necklace in. Jeez.
Alex?
Yai.
Worst job.
All right. So I hate to put this on the radio, but it did occur.
Okay.
My first job, paid job, let me say that, first paid job was working at McDonald's when I was 14. We'll just say that they facilitated a few jobs that a 14-year-old shouldn't be doing, including during my very first week there, I guess I drew the short straw being a FNG, because we had a poop casso come to our location.
Oh, they painted the bathroom?
Yeah.
Oh, God, and they made you do it?
Yeah.
Poop casso is a thing they say in retail. It's
I actually think I'm going to throw up.
I know, I get it. It's, man, you had to go in and...
I don't need more details.
That was my introduction to hard work, and I was making $5.15 an hour during that lovely experience.
Are you better because of it?
Yeah.
I still get the job done no matter what the job is, so I guess so.
Poop. Was the culprit wearing a puka shell necklace? I feel like there's a correlation.
I want poop casso to be something important on our show from this point forward. Candy?
Hey!
Worst job. What was yours?
So I thought it was going to be amazing because I got probation and parole, which was going to be like the highlight of my career. But when I got there, they're like, yeah, you're going to be in the bathroom with somebody and you have to watch them piss. And
you were
like,
the drug tester?
Yeah, I was a drug tester and it was horrible. I caught someone cheating one time and they throw their piss at me. Like,
no,
my girl, not at you.
It was horrible.
Yeah, but is that as bad as like having to eat burritos with your best friends in the world? Come on, Candy. Relax.
The pee thrown in your face is crazy.
A pee casso.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Personal.
That's so disgusting. Thank you, Candy. Tim?
Yes.
Yes.
Yay.
Worst job. What was yours?
I picked cucumbers when I was in high school in the morning before I went to school.
You just went to a field? Were you paid for it or you just did it?
No. Where I lived, there were a lot of farms, so I'd go out to the farm and they would pay you 75 cents for a 5-gallon bucket, and so you
kind of fill a bucket for 75 cents?
Was that worth it? Or...
Yes, it goes fast.
Well, what you would do, and I saw some of the older guys, is that they would put the small ones on the bottom, big fat ones in the middle, and then small ones on top.
Smart.
So when you dumped the bucket, it looked like you had a bunch of small ones. And so you kind of game the system, but it was miserable.
But they're
work.
Sharp,
I don't know
too,
how
some of them.
Cucumbers?
Regular, like there's so many, English cucumbers don't have the things, but like the ones my dad used to grow, the greener ones have like little spikes on them.
Hate that. Did you wear gloves?
Yes, and you had to wear gloves because it would tear up your hand.
Yeah.
See? Oh, it was awful.
Ooh.
Absolutely awful.
Yeah, cucumber picking sounds terrible. Thank you, Tim. Megan.
Yay!
Worst job ever. What was yours?
I was a survey taker. I was one of those super annoying people that called you over the phone and asked you to do surveys.
Oh, no. And no one liked you.
No.
And we just picked her up again. She's
hang on. Let's do Brenda.
Hi.
Worst job. What was yours?
Oh, I was a sex talk worker. It was terrible.
You were
I was in California.
So you guys would call you and say naughty things?
Oh.
Yes. And we had a book. You had a divider. And we would go and see whatever, kind of like what they asked for. And then you just go to your book and you read scripts. And I was like,
at least you didn't have to make it up.
Yeah.
I know. Can you imagine? But then they taught us how to do noises. We actually had to take a
class. Were you in the same room as other people doing this?
Yeah. There was a ton of us.
Brenda, yeah. I'm going to be honest. My gosh. I don't think you really did this. We're going to need to hear a little bit of an
example. No, don't make her do it.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
Every year about this time, we don't do it on purpose, but a feud begins with the morning show.
Oh, boy.
Before we all go to the concert.
I'm in danger.
Yeah.
The Alice in Wonderland tomorrow. Ooh. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be a great show. Teddy.
There's also the Parade of Lights tomorrow. I've been meaning to mention this. Just give yourself plenty of time for driving and parking.
I tried to
Uber
go to a movie at the pavilions one year during the Parade of Lights, and I bought the tickets, and I couldn't get to the theater.
Really?
Are you telling? Oh my God! Belco's at least far down from Broadway.
Yeah, it is tomorrow.
Okay.
Oh my Lord! For real?
I thought you told me that months ago.
I didn't realize it was the same exact.
I think
day.
It was a is listener it? That like texted or wrote
oh,
in.
Oh, maybe.
All right. So here's the feud that I have with the morning show.
Gosh, I'm kind of.
I hate him. I absolutely hate him.
Hey, I just want to make sure you know something.
Yeah.
We are on the
I know.
Air. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know?
I know that you three losers.
Why are you mad at?
I'm just mad at everybody. Today did not go well. My morning was not good.
I'm sorry, bud.
So I'm driving my daughter to school. I'm listening to the best morning show in Colorado, BJ and Jamie, or so I thought. Now, I want you to understand, if you're playing a game that I was playing, I'm about, because I'm so mad, I'm about to ruin it for everybody.
I know exactly. Yes. I am frustrated
BJ
as well.
BJ screwed something up.
Yep.
Was like, listeners were mad at him. And Jamie goes, hey, man, let's just sing songs and get out of it. So he plays Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. And no one can sing along to that song.
Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
But I did get to hear. She was drinking eggnog, and I'm like, hey, I got that one right on TX controversial trivia or whatever that was.
Christmas trivia.
Christmas questions. And then BJ goes, I'll play Bing Crosby. What is that, White Christmas or Blue
All
Christmas?
All kinds.
White. Yeah, I think he has a lot. Yeah.
White Christmas.
Just Mr.
And he
Christmas.
Goes, let's play Bing Crosby. And so he kicks up the old radio station, starts playing the song. No, no, Erica, that's not Bing Crosby. You know what that is?
Whamageddon.
That's Whamageddon for me is over.
Even if you just hear one note of it, it's over?
Dude, you lunge for the knob. It's too late. Yeah. You know you've been... like
It
you,
counts.
So
it
you
counts.
Just thought
this
everyone.
Is golf. Yes, I did, and I'm sorry. But blame BJ. Because here's the thing. I believe in honor. And it's like golf. You don't kick your ball out of the rough.
Sure, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You either take a penalty or you hit it where it lies. And that son of a...
Did he know you were playing Whamageddon?
You gotta know if you do this for a living or if you're just on planet Earth, there's a bunch of us out here playing Whamageddon right now.
I hadn't heard of it before you guys. Not
what?
To defend the morning show.
Yeah, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
I'm gonna see myself out.
Well, yes, see yourself out. Tomorrow, we have a row for the afternoon show and a row for the morning show. Why don't you sit with them? Why don't you, Erica,
no way they have tickets for me.
Sit with them? Yeah, probably. So what's my recourse? What can I do to get back at them?
Do you give them a wedgie tomorrow or something?
I don't know. Oh, I think BJ's a commando guy. Doesn't he strike you as a commando guy?
I don't know. I'll reach in. I'll see.
Okay, so let me ask.
I don't know. The best revenge is success.
That's true.
Okay, but they have way better ratings than we do.
I just feel like this isn't good. It's
bad vibes.
Yeah. When was the last time you went to church?
What?
What in God's name?
Right back at you.
No.
She would burst into flame.
There's a hidden meaning behind it.
Church? Oh, no, we're not doing that.
You want revenge?
No, that's funny. We're not doing that.
Okay.
You'll
see.
Here's my question for the group then. Since you three were already losers.
Oh, I caught on. Why are we? Oh, losers of the game.
I was like, what the heck?
We were losers and then we lost the game.
Yes. You guys, when I brought up Whamageddon, Hack was like,
he played it.
Yeah.
He BJ'd it.
That's a request.
It's like a self-sacrifice.
Yeah.
It's friendly fire, man.
I know. But none of you guys were there.
Right.
The morning show wasn't there. So I thought it was safe.
Do we want to, like we did with like our diary vetoes or with our nopes sometimes, do we want to reset?
No, we can't.
Yes, we can. Like, we could start a new Whamageddon right now. We could agree.
Because we didn't even get to play, really.
You didn't. Like, you'd already heard it. Didn't you hear it in, like, Arizona?
I was just cooking and playing Christmas.
Oh, you played it? Yeah.
Well, I did it to myself.
It wasn't even December when I heard it. So does that count?
Yes.
When is the starting point?
The day after Thanksgiving is the starting point.
Yeah, but he heard it that Friday then.
Yeah. So then I'm out.
So I was like, if you guys want, we can start over.
Well, you're still in on...
I've never played, so I don't...
Well, all you gotta do is just avoid the song.
But you're still in on Mariah Carey, right?
Yeah, kind of. I think I am. But I mean, Whamageddon, I can't...
I'm gonna self-sacrifice again. I like Christmas music this time of year.
But that is the worst Christmas song.
Come on, you can't avoid Mariah.
It doesn't even rhyme. It's just garbage.
Wait, you're saying Wham is bad?
Yeah.
No, that's the best Christmas song.
It's the same. He says the one line just over and over. You can maybe write a verse, right?
BJ and Jamie, now Erica and Tiak are sitting in your row.
Take me back.
No.
Take me back.
Say that we're going to do
it. I gave you my heart. The very next day, you tore it apart, maybe.
You gave it away.
Gave it away.
Rhyme is with the very next day, you gave it away. It's like da 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 da. It's like a haiku. It doesn't always have to rhyme.
You kind of have to be high cerebral.
Gave it to someone special, just comes out of nowhere. Gave it to someone special. That doesn't rhyme.
Okay.
Maybe do a second draft, is all I'm saying, of the song.
Guess what? Even if we started it again,
we're out.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing.
your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. It is that time of year where people get... What's the word? Is it introspective? Retrospective?
Retrospective.
Oh.
But you also look inward, and you start to see the things you've done in the last year.
This music.
Yeah, I'm not.
Well, it's like, hear ye, we're about to get intro retro. On the Slacker Show. It's our, like, recap. It's our... Mm-hmm.
The Slacker Show by the numbers.
Sure.
Oh, I like it.
Like, everyone's doing it now.
Yeah, every brand. Yes.
Like, I even got one for my 401k. Which is stupid.
Year in review.
But like, here was the other thing. Like, I know my credit card does it, which is the one that just hurts my soul.
They do?
Oh my God. It's the worst.
I don't want that.
Yeah, I've no intention.
It's the worst
because
then you go like, because you just see your statement every month and you're like, ugh, I'm a terrible person. But then it goes, hey, here's Starbucks. And you're like,
no.
What?
No.
What?
No.
Why would they do that? No.
It does give you some perspective. It's why I went out and bought a Breville coffee machine because I was like, oh my God, that machine's $500, but it's like, oh my God.
Spend more to spend less.
Yeah. Yes. It's a real thing.
Yikes.
Like, what if you got one from Culver's?
He could buy it, Culver's.
Yeah. No, but what if it was like, you really dig the double deluxe or like
that'd
what?
That'd be cool.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
I'd want one from like, I don't know, Swanson.
From what?
Swanson. Like, you kissed me. This many times. I slept in your lap during therapy this many times, which is every time, by the way.
You haven't had enough therapy yet.
He's literally my therapy dog.
Oh,
I know.
Are you getting into it deep enough if you can just sleep through it? Don't you need to be like...
He's sleeping, not me.
Like, does Grubhub do it or DoorDash?
I bet.
Yeah.
Where they go, hey man, you really like the wings or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
Because YouTube came out, they're telling you, and I didn't like that one.
How many hours you spent?
Well, yeah.
All I'm hearing is that you don't like these, so why are we doing it?
No, I don't like the ones that tell me weird things, like weird spending habits. And the YouTube one, you realize how easily you're drug around by an algorithm.
See, but that's such a guy thing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think us girls just watch YouTube.
No.
You don't? My TV is like, YouTube just gets me in the...
TikTok or Instagram?
Only YouTube when I'm doing yoga by Instagram.
I don't YouTube on my phone. It's just my TV just gets me. It's like, oh, here's a video of Nuno Betancourt from Extreme. And then I'm watching people mow their lawns. And I'm like, how did I get here? You know, the guy who goes in and fixes the lawn? Like,
yeah, I watch him on TikTok.
God. Yeah. I actually wonder if TikTok does one. I don't recall in the past. And I don't want to know. I do not want to.
I am kind of curious for mine.
Well, is there a way, do we have any sort of team of people that could pull numbers together
like research?
Somebody who could do some research on behalf of the show.
Hmm.
I have some good news.
What?
The Slacker Show research team. They are back. They're reinstated.
Yeah.
Even though they
did
missed
they
the Northern
fired?
Lights, so that was kind
they
of a big...
Get, yeah, they oh, did that's get fired.
They were on the outs.
Hire the same ones?
Well, yeah.
They're cheap.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Are you going to read the resumes?
No, I'm not going to read. Okay,
they're in the system.
You've got.
They have crunched some of the numbers, and I have some stats, some numbers. The Slacker Show by the numbers.
Okay,
I like it.
By the numbers. Here we go. What are we starting with?
We'll start with our most downloaded Great Mate Debate.
Mm.
Do we have any?
These are based on the podcast numbers.
Yes, based on the podcast numbers. Yes, which you can Get on the Odyssey app. You can get it wherever you get your podcast. Just you can stream us live.
Audacy. Okay.
Yeah. Listen on demand anytime.
Yes.
Especially over the holidays. The old stuff. Catch up to old stuff, whatever.
This is bad because I have no short-term memory. I just remember I got a lot of heat for one of the more recent, the Snipped or...
Or Tide.
I had conversations with people going, tell me you wouldn't insist that your woman got her tubes tied. I got so many angry texts from friends and colleagues on that.
That's a good one.
Okay. I would think the one, was it a Great Mate Debate about the grandma getting a say in the name?
Oh, yeah. That one was feisty.
That was controversial.
Yeah.
Are we getting it? Are we close?
The answer is they're moving in together, but she says he's not committed enough. Is the title. That's where
remember
they
that
were
one.
Moving together and he was getting a storage unit for all of his stuff to put in.
Oh, that's right, her stuff was nicer than his stuff.
And she felt like, you're not really committed because you're just keeping all your stuff from when we
that's
break up.
That's the most downloaded Great Mate Debate of the year.
Wow. Interesting.
Wow, okay.
And I still stand by her.
Because he's just supposed to throw away his life and she gets, and then if it doesn't.
Mm-hmm. I don't actually remember what side I took on that one.
All right, a few more here. Our most downloaded OPP.
There's a lot more of those.
A lot more, yeah. Two a week.
I don't know. I don't even know where I
can't
I
even
begin.
Like remember them.
I don't think I want kids anymore. This was Denise and her husband. They had the plan to have kids and stay married for 5 years, but then his mom got sick.
Oh. Yeah.
And so he started rethinking the timeline.
But then she wanted kids at all. I think you're thinking of a different one. I think this was we're married. I've decided I don't
right.
want
You are right. Yep. Now that they're married, she's starting to rethink the whole kids thing. Yes, it's a different one.
Oof.
We've had a couple of these.
Yeah.
Why did she change her mind? I don't remember that.
I don't either.
I don't know, but she was going against the plan. And should she tell her husband? Her
Here's
new
the
husband?
Thing. I'm going to add to the downloads on that because I have to go back and listen to it to remember what it was. Okay.
We'll go with I'll lead up to our most downloaded segment of the show. Okay. So, this year there were 13 controversial rankings.
Wow.
Dude,
that means you got fired like 13 times.
I didn't
came
know,
back every time.
You know what?
I'm kind of on the same plan. The research team is. We're in and out.
I want to say this. I hated controversial rankings when you started it. And almost every time I didn't like it, but then Erica got here. And she's such a fan of it that it's kind of infectious. Her love
agree.
Of this.
It's like a zest
Thank
for
you.
Life.
It's yeah,
That's the
it's
nicest
like,
thing anyone's ever said about me.
And then the bread one.
Yeah.
The bread one was so like you've lived up to every word, controversial and ranking. You just, oh man, did you knock that one out of the park? And
Thank you.
I'm not saying I'm a fan.
Okay.
But right. I don't hate it as much as I used to.
I am a fan.
Okay.
Like, she's like,
literally every
time,
time
it happened, because you had heard the show without being on the show. Like, her enthusiasm was,
It gave me more vigor.
But
than,
you don't know the most, probably bread was the most downloaded.
Bread was
one
the most, yes.
I thought of a suggestion for one, I'll tell you off air.
Okay. Ooh, okay.
For a ranking?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like to plant some seeds.
A little more into my personality. There were 22 teed offs. So we don't really have to talk about that. I'm just too angry all the
there
time.
There was a
I
lot
think.
Of that.
Number of times that Erica was called princess.
Oh.
Am I the only one who does it?
Yes. For the most part, I definitely have called her princess. And Hack has.
I feel like I've got one.
I think I had one.
It's got to be in the hundreds.
No, more. I was thinking like 26.
You guys,
26 times. I've done that in a day. What are you talking about?
He often does it multiple times a break.
Holy
like
God.
Five
watch
times
this.
A break and
no, I'm not going to do it right now because I don't want to throw your number off.
This was what took the research team the longest to calculate.
Because they have to go back. There's no tally. They got to like let AI do the transcripts and go find out. Okay.
The number was, are you ready?
I got so ready.
It's bigger than 26.
1,059. Oh
yeah.
You're lying. That's our frequency. The research team is about to get fired again.
What? Well,
they're doing their best.
1059. They ballparked it. That's stupid. You guys are fired.
You guys trying to be cute?
You guys are fired.
Don't fire them. Don't fire
Watch
them.
Watch this. Princess, 1060. It's not. Okay.
Okay. Well, it was.
Okay. I will believe it's in the thousands, though.
Wow. Okay. I wish we knew, and I don't think they researched this, but how many words I didn't know.
Oh, Hack's got a pretty good running list.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay.
Some things I don't trust the research team to handle. I handle it myself. We also have the number of times Erica mentioned her wedding.
Hundreds of thousands.
No, 26.
This came out to 2,784.
That is low.
26.
That 26. Is low. That is low. Okay, we need minutes. We need total minutes.
Yeah.
Let's wrap up our, what are we calling this? Minutes.
Slacker show by the numbers.
By the numbers. Okay. I couldn't remember.
You want minutes before the biggest segment? That's the one.
Oh,
thing
oh yeah, left. The biggest segment.
Biggest
segment.
The biggest segment. The most downloaded segment was the diary day 69, the finale.
Yeah.
The end of it. That was by far. Yeah.
The last day was the biggest
the
day.
Very last.
Because everybody had to hear that, and they shared it.
I just was curious. I thought maybe the first day would have been, because everyone had to go back, but. The last day makes sense. Maybe people then listened to it and then went back and started and ended again. With
again,
it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Oh, all right. You want to figure out minutes?
Yeah. I mean,
I have a theory on this.
Okay. Let's hear your theory.
Because we were trying to do this off air. It wasn't going well. We speak approximately an hour in the length of our 4-hour show.
Yes. Because there's songs and there's commercials and there's
so,
us.
So if we figured out 1 hour times 5 days a week. So 60 minutes times 5 days a week times 52.
Some people go listen to it more than once. That's why the number he came up with, that I don't know. Like, do you have the number? Like
I do. I have it.
You're right.
It could be right. Because you could have heard OPP and then you went home. You're like, honey, you got to listen to this OPP. Then you listen to it again and they listen to it. And then they went to work and went, you guys got to listen. And then it's like, the total number of listened 2 minutes. Of the Slacker Show radio extravaganza.
43 million.
Shut!
601,000.
No!
Something's got to be wrong.
400 minutes.
Not. I don't know.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
I don't know what to do here.
What do you mean?
Because there's a story about Taylor Swift, and Tiak just weirdly brought it up. And then Erica goes, I've been thinking about this all day. The idea that you are such a Swiftie.
Such.
That
it has shaped my life.
Dude, the day she gets married, how, in what way does that
do you think, should we take bets? Is Erica going to cry?
During this amount of radio or during the wedding itself?
During, Taylor's wedding.
They're not going to broadcast
it. Yeah, I'm not going to be able
to see
gonna it.
No, but we're going to see pictures. And like, do you think
she's going to look so beautiful.
Exactly.
I don't think I'll cry. I only cry at weird things.
Why don't you walk us through why this has consumed your day?
That would be kind of weird.
So I got... You're so right.
That's why I think she's going to cry.
Thinking that was weird is weird.
Just roll, time out real quick. You love basketball, Tiak. Mm-hmm. You were obsessed with Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
You wear Jordan shoes almost exclusively.
Yes.
Does any of this translate? Did you... cry the day he retired? Like, did you lose your mind the day he,
No, I don't think so. I have gotten emotional at basketball games before.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, do not take this as like a confirmation of like how...
But no, not really.
Okay, so...
To be clear, we're not discussing Taylor Swift retiring. That would be means for tears.
What we are discussing is the story is she booted somebody out of a wedding venue because she wants the date.
Yes, the story is she has... I'm on the fence of if this is true or not. But the story is her wedding date is out there. We know where she's getting married. This was circulating TikTok not months ago. They weren't even engaged yet. A couple months ago.
Okay.
And that she bought out a woman from her wedding date. Sorry, a couple. And wanted
telling
to get married.
Freud called.
Yeah.
Well, it's not just the woman's day. Here's the thing.
But you did say she would look beautiful. What about Travis?
He'll look hot too. I got a text this morning from my sister in a group text with my other sister and my mom. And it said, Erica, are you sad you're not getting married the same day as Taylor Swift? And I immediately responded in all caps and said, what do you mean? Is the date out? What are you talking about? And also, huh?
You know, for being a Swiftie, you didn't know she was engaged. I broke the news to you on that.
No.
Your sibling broke the news on the date.
Oh, wait. What are you talking about? Oh, I was in the shower when the news broke of her engagement, so how could I have seen it?
I don't know. Apparently, you should, as a Swiftie, you should have walked in with a Swiftie feed. Like.
Yeah. So anyway, yes, I hadn't seen the story about the date. I know what she asked. Are you excited you're getting married 2 weeks apart? That's what she asked. And I was like, wow, up until this moment, I hadn't thought much about the 13th. Why am I not getting married on the 13th? It's a Saturday. What am I doing?
Yeah.
So that's what's been consuming me. Yeah. And like, why didn't I have that conversation at any point? Do you want to know something horrifying?
I have lots of thoughts on this, but yeah, what?
I think around when Dane and I got serious, I looked at the calendar and I saw that 13th was a Saturday. What happened?
You just slipped your mind when it came time to...
I think so, and we were like, oh, weather would be nicer like later.
Would you want to share a wedding anniversary with Taylor, or would you rather not?
It would be like the ultimate Swiftie move. Like there are such a few number of Swifties who could say that. But that being said, I also wouldn't want people to think I was weird.
Oh, it's far too late for that. But everything
like,
you've done.
I would never want people to be like, oh, and she planned it because, you know?
Mm-hmm, yeah. It's kind of like I was a big Michael Jordan fan, as you said, but I never wore number 23 because that became such a clear... Everyone wants to wear number 23. Yeah. The best player on every team wears 23. And I just never did it because it felt too, on the nose or something. Yeah.
Can you answer me a question about number 23?
Mm-hmm.
Where does that come from?
His older brother was number 45 and he wanted to be half as good as him. So that's 22 and a half, 23. That's why he came back to 45. When he came back, he wore his brother's number, wore 45 playing baseball. And he wore number 9 in the Olympics because 4 + 5 = 9.
That's really cute.
And it's why I love Michael Jordan because... he had some motivation about other people and looking up to other people to get his number. Taylor is so effing obsessed with herself. What's her birthday?
December 13th.
Oh, is it?
1989.
So 13?
Mm-hmm.
So 13 is her
birthday.
But
it's just become part of her brand. It's her whole thing, and she feels lucky on that
she
day.
She made it her brand. But it's like, I was born on March 28th. So like, am I walking around going, hey, we got to have jerseys, got to have 28 on them. Like, no.
You're not Taylor Swift.
I'm pretty close, though.
Mm. And also, you're talking about someone self-obsessed.
Stop looking at the logo. I didn't name the show the Slacker Show. I didn't name it that.
Okay.
The world named it that.
Sure.
Okay. Don't you think, come on. Can you, I asked you this when the album came out. Are you able to, if the album had downright sucked, could you go, this is not good?
I think so.
Would you be able to admit that Taylor's pretty obsessed with herself?
I don't think she is, though.
I think she is, but also at that level, you kind of have to be.
She's constantly has to be worried about her safety. This, I'm actually concerned about her safety. If her venue and date is out there, they're
I'm effed. Very surprised that it is.
Yeah. They're donezo, funzo. It's over.
It's a
Wrap
decoy.
It up.
Maybe they're going to be up in Estes.
The Slacker Show.
I don't know if I need to be upset with Slacker or like
I would
in love
never
with?
Just huh? Start a break and like be have animosity between myself and anyone on this wonderful program
you
that we're a part
never.
Of. Oh, you're right. Okay.
You
her
never.
Options are be upset or be in love.
Okay,
I'm
maybe not
so
in
confused.
I didn't hear the be in love
part. I know you didn't.
Yeah. Yeah, so let's try again.
I don't want to influence your decision. You talk through it and see what conclusion.
I'm just going to let you know, T-Hack, you're going
to
catch strays
you come
here.
To, but like.
What?
Oh my God, what are we doing?
What?
So today.
Will Erica be mad? Or will she fall deeper in love?
No.
Deeper?
Just love, not deeper. In love.
Deeper.
She said I'm going to catch strays. I feel like it's not love strays. I feel like it's...
No, it's okay. Not.
Sorry,
so,
bud.
So this morning, Dane and I are discussing Alice in Wonderland tomorrow.
Okay.
And my mom's going to be here.
Fun.
And, you know, tickets usually come in pairs. And Dane says to me, well, could I be Slacker's date?
What?
Yeah. Because, you know, pears. He wanted to be part of a pear. And he, yep, he said he wanted to be Slacker's date.
Yo, Dave.
This is my fiance, by the way. He first suggested my mother be your date, and then we very quickly ratified that.
Your mother's married, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Because, you know, I have this standing offer out for one of my neighbors, Cassie. I have it out for a lot of different women in my life. I have offered to sleep with their mother only so that they would have to call me daddy. And I will make that offer to you right now.
We met both of them. He did the triathlon.
Oh, yeah. You've met my mom and my stepdad.
No, I get it.
They've been married a long time.
I don't want to break up their marriage. I just want Erica to call me daddy.
Okay. Well, I'm going to keep moving on because then.
Yeah. I don't know where Dane's head's at.
Yeah, my loving. Well, here come your strays.
Oh, no.
He's, you know, I was like, you don't want to be my date? But like, okay, whatever. I can ask. And then he goes, and you know what? I kind of get upset when he flirts with T-Hack and gives him kisses. And I thought,
you guys are kissing?
Yeah. I thought, huh?
Doing what a hell of a lot more now.
Yeah.
Wow. So he's.
This is this morning.
Dane wants
no
in
drinking this. Involved.
He's jealous.
Yeah.
I bet it started at the baseball game.
Oh, watching the you guys dog. With that hot dog.
Yeah.
Is that video still on our Instagram?
Yeah. I'll reshare it. It's time.
Yeah,
it's
we
time
need to reshare that bad boy.
What isn't is all the practice rounds beforehand. We didn't
with
film
no
those.
Hot dog
Let's
in between.
Let's be honest about the hot dog video.
Let's.
You were very standoffish. I went for it and you, like, there was one vehicle going forward and one vehicle in a hard reverse.
Okay. If we're going down this road, because the hot dog was jammed in my throat, that I was needed to come up for
No,
air.
Talk about when we were sharing the Rocky dog.
Oh, okay. My gosh.
I was laughing and also kind of choking.
Did I grab the back of your head?
There was
a lot of grabbing.
Pressure.
For sure.
Force. Yeah, and I was just like.
And again, he's choking and trying to come up for air.
Well, because we started holding the hot dog together, and I immediately dropped the hot dog, held it only with my mouth, and then pulled the hot dog into my mouth with your face.
And this was all at Coors Field. Right.
In front of like, the average person.
16,000 people watching.
That was awesome.
Yeah. So yeah, you could imagine that's what made Dane start to get jealous.
Don't let him come between us. Slacker.
Question, right. Does Belco serve hot dogs?
Oh. I think they do.
Let's go.
Oh gosh, okay. Well,
do they sell triple-sided hot dogs? Can we throttle
like a cross?
Them? Is there
the lady, the tramp, and the tramp.
So this is his thing. He wants to thruple up.
I don't know. This just happened today, and I said, I'm obviously going to have to talk about this on the air, because what do you mean? You get upset when they kiss.
Have I kissed you? I don't think I've kissed him.
No. What is he talking about?
I don't know.
I do want to know this. I mean, how can I, like, when one of my favorite people, and if you bought tickets to Alice in Wonderland, I hope you get to meet one of my favorite people. He's been on the air with us one time, I think.
Who are you talking about?
Tequila Hack.
Oh my gosh, are we gonna see Tequila Hack?
Tequila Hack is a different person.
I don't know. We'll see. Depending on where Slacker's going with this. We'll see if he comes out.
He's so fun. And so I'm wondering if we did share a kiss. I've never kissed T-Hack.
But me.
But Tequila Hack might have planted one on me.
And if not, there's always a chance tomorrow.
Yes. Yeah. So.
Okay. All right. Like and I want to do it in front of Dane. I want him to watch.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
Tis the season. For a little more Christmas trivia.
Yeah!
But it's a little different.
Oh my God, you're doing it right now?
It's a little different.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed with how bad I did last time.
I'm embarrassed with how bad you did last time.
Yeah, me too, actually.
My mom was disappointed.
Did you guys get any points? You guys got something, right?
Erica did.
You did okay.
I nearly beat you.
You did nearly.
It came down to the last question.
2-2-0. And then that's why I was like, can this one count for 3 points?
Yeah, but I came out of the gate hard and then I started. Then I did the like
and
dad
then Erica
rules.
Picked up.
Don't do that. Where you're
I
like,
did
and
the
then
dad
I
rules.
Let the woman win. Like, oh,
not the woman. I for real, it wasn't about you being a woman. It's just about you being inferior. August.
Hack, what are your questions?
Well, it's a little different than last time. So last time it was like it was just more Christmas trivia. This time I've got some Christmas song lyrics.
Oh.
So I'm not going to sing them because that would kind of give it away. Right. I will just read you the lyrics and I need you to ding in or whatever, say your name.
Pancakes.
And give me the title of the Christmas song.
Well, the title. Okay.
I don't need the artist. I don't need it. I just need the title.
Listen, I'm a master at this game as the MC, and may I give you a little advice?
Okay.
Can you stop being so self-obsessed?
No.
It's impossible.
No. The show name explains it.
Here is, so when you're doing this, I've called it lyrical pursuit before.
Okay.
Ooh.
The key for you, and this is very difficult to do, is you're not going to sing, and that's great,
mm-hmm.
but also try not to hit the cadence of the song. Mm-hmm. Because, mm-hmm. like, if I were to go, I'm just going to do a popular song. If I were to go, shot through the heart, and you're to blame for you. You know what it is?
Yeah, you give love a bad name.
Right, but okay. If I go, shot through the heart, and you're to blame. Like, I'm saying it in the mm-hmm. same cadence, it screws it up. So you got to try to, like, blow the cadence on these a little bit, okay?
So does he have to have an accent in these?
I think
why did you have one?
I think because you're reading it Elizabethan, like it's all
yes, of course.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
So ding in with the title of the song.
But ding in with our names.
With your name, yes.
Okay.
He's already holding the bell wrong.
Let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling.
Erica.
Damn it. I don't know this one.
Frosty the Snowman.
Aaron. Oh. Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
Aaron's on the board.
What's wrong with me?
Aaron's on the board.
I'm going to be honest. I don't think I've ever heard.
You have.
You have.
Rocking around.
No, I know that. You got, dude, can I just bow out?
Why?
Why?
Oh, my
God.
Okay, Mr.
Oh, my God. Because a girl got a
big pants?
This is the moment when I realize anytime like new music comes out and Aaron comes in, you gotta listen to this, and I'm like, oh my God, they're doing a 1-6-2-5. Like I only hear, like I don't know lyrics to anything.
Really?
Like when the Taylor Swift album came out and Erica comes in, it's like, oh my God, the following three songs touched my soul. I'm like, yeah, but that one's like super 1-4-5. It's stupid. Like I don't hear lyrics.
Yeah. Okay. Erica's Jewish and she's playing Christmas trivia. All right, where's your excuse?
I'm all be a bump.
Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and do that's like.
Okay, but
that's
you know what I heard?
Yeah.
And we'll do some caroling.
That's the only part that I was like, I've got somewhere. Okay, it's
all right,
fine.
Aaron on the board. Number two, mix and mingle in a jingling feat.
Pancakes.
Slacker.
Jingle Bell Rock.
Yeah. Oh, yep. God. Nice.
Got it.
A jingling feet.
Mix and a mingle in a jingling feet. That's a jingle bell.
Well,
that's a jingle bell.
Can I bow out?
Yes, please do.
Please do.
Oh my God. I think I love you because I've never had been handed myself that hard. That was wow. Wow.
Okay. Number three. Where the treetops glisten and children.
Aaron, Frosty the Snowman.
Listen. No.
Dang it.
I'm not even done. Where the treetops glisten.
He goes back.
And children listen.
Pancakes.
To hear.
Pancakes, pancakes, pancakes.
He wasn't done.
Okay.
Yeah, but you gotta get. Finish. It's White Christmas.
I don't think I'm gonna say
it. Hear sleigh bells in the snow.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, none of
see, this is like in Live at Five. If you let them hear too much of like Name That Tune, they're going to get it. So that I'm sorry if you wanted to finish your thing. I just wanted to be on record of going, I already know it. Okay? Is that okay?
Sure.
Or you want to finish before we're allowed to?
No, we can go. That's fine. Okay. That's fine.
You still want to bow out, princess?
Yeah, I'm not going to get any of these. I'm not hearing anything.
Okay.
I'm hearing nothing.
Okay.
Couple more. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire.
Pancakes.
Slacker.
Walking in a winter wonderland.
It's
Aaron. Winter wonderland.
I think.
He's standing up.
You know what I'm talking
about? His hands are up to his face.
The Slacker wins the game.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I have a story for anyone who's ever in my house who turns on the dishwasher or anything while I'm trying to shower. This story will be a warning to you.
Okay. You have a mansion.
Yeah, just trust me on this
and
one.
And we live alone. Oh my God.
What in God's name is happening?
Oh. I'll come over when you're in the shower.
Wow. I've got a story. I don't even know how to get out of this.
Okay, let's just start.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A man in, I think, Russia? Auckland.
New Zealand.
Where is Auckland?
New Zealand.
Ah, right.
Yeah, but it was a Russian dude.
Shrimp on the barbie.
Boing.
Bluey and Bengar.
Yep. Oh. How do we speed this up? Go ahead.
Okay. So a man in Auckland, a Russian man in Auckland, whatever, decided that he wanted some extra money.
Okay.
So he walked into a jewelry store and saw an egg. Now, it's not just any kind of egg. It's a Fabergé egg, which if you don't know what those are, Erica.
I do not.
Erica, just Google it, you weirdo. You've never heard of a Fabergé egg.
How do you spell Fabergé?
F-A-B-E-R-G-E. They're like super jeweled diamond encrusted eggs.
It's just a fancy, like it's like a Swarovski crystal. You don't need it.
There's no point to them.
Right.
Okay. Keep going.
So he saw a small one of those in a jewelry store and he said, I can fit this into my mouth.
Uh-oh.
And he tried to walk out, but immediately they were like, dude, you have something in your mouth. Like, drop it.
Bad puppy.
So yeah, they arrested him in the store. There were literally cops there.
Oh, he didn't get it down into the gullet. He didn't have to.
Oh, I thought he was going to stick it up his butt.
Do we have a tally card for how many times this girl goes butt on us?
It's very good.
Get out of his butt!
Okay, gross. So all's well that ends well.
Yeah.
So the cops cracked the case, is what you're saying.
Humpty Dumpty did have a great fall.
Yeah.
His plans were scrambled.
Oh, there you go. There was no sunny side to this story.
You're going to have to just start talking to him.
I have a story from Alabama. I do the accent, but I've lost the will to live.
Oh, my God. Well.
She's lying! Here's the thing. A man in Alabama... went to take a shower and someone turned hot water, you know, either someone turned hot water on elsewhere in the house or someone turned the hot water off while he was showering. He came out to make the accusation to whomever, and instead of just saying, hey, did you turn the hot water off? He's shocked.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's what you do when somebody's turned the hot water off. You just...
Wait. The guy who was in the shower shot?
Yeah.
Where was like, his gun? He was naked.
Up his butt.
I bet.
Turns out, even in Alabama, it's illegal to shoot somebody for turning the hot water off. I'd say more, but you're just going to bring butts up. So those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.